Get ready for action here tonight. Again, Jackson Schneider joined by my friend Grant Williams tonight. Grant, first of all, thank you so much for stepping in for the assist this evening. It's a lot more fun when I can share games like this with somebody else. I'm glad to have you along.
No, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate the staff inviting me to come join you. And what a game to sneak in on is one at an arena like this.
Absolutely. It'll be a blast tonight. And the best thing for the Jets in this is there are zero repercussions for how this game will end. We talked with Coach Briggs in the pregame show. She just wants to see some good things out of her team. You know, intensity on defense, execution on offense, and just using this as a tool to get better for a long season ahead. And for Wichita State, they're kind of looking for the same exact thing. So lots to learn and grow from the action tonight. Not a ton of pressure, which is a great scenario to be in.
No, not at all. And even combinations of players coaches get a chance to see tonight. You've seen them in practice, what I'm sure has felt like months. Here we go.
Here we go indeed. It'll be Valeria Lofkina in the center circle along with Cheyenne Banks for the Shockers. Newman will work from right to left as we view it here from the scorer's table tonight. Shocker sound playing us in for the opening tip here tonight. Getting the all-go signal from Coach Terry Nooner down to our left, who spent a long time in Lawrence, Kansas, first as a player in Fog Allen Fieldhouse, and then as an assistant coach for KU's head women's basketball coach, Brandon Schneider. No relation to me, but I may have tried to play it off like I was related to him when I was in school. That's not the case, but a great mentor and a great coach in Brandon Schneider taught Terry Nooner a lot of things. And he's looking to build the Shockers up after a 10-22 year last season. The Shockers will win the tip. And with the first touch is Taya Davis on the left side wing, faced up by Monty Redondo. Bounce pass to Banks at the top of the floor. Works across the near side, hands it off to Cater. Kick back out to the wing, a three fired up and knocked down by Jayla Harding. 3-0 Wichita State early on. First possession, we get a whistle and a quick foul. Treasure Thompson will pick up a quick one. While Thompson, a good 6 inches or so taller than Amaya Perez, maybe a step slower, and it cost her that first foul.
Yeah, when you talk D1 versus D2, really size is the change. Skill level, pretty consistent along the board, but size shows up in a hurry.
Lob down low to Lofkina, layup good, and the foul. What a pass from Jolene Ramiro. She was double-teamed on the wing. The Shockers tried to work the trap and just lobbed it up there for Val, who laid it up and in, plus another foul, this one against Abby Cater.
Yeah, great touch pass by Ramiro to get the ball inside there on a perfect timing pattern.
Val working very hard on her free throw shooting of late. This one rattles off. Last season, she struggled a bit from the line, shooting about 63%. Looking to improve that this year. Davis down to the far side elbow, kicked back out, and the three fired up. Missed badly, but knocked out of bounds by the Jets. That one was too strong, and then off side iron. Shocker shot clock resets to 20 here with 9:05 to go in the first quarter. Davis, baseline entry, lobs it out in front of us to Treasure Thompson. Puts it on the floor, works back to Davis on the far side of the floor. One-on-one work down the right side of the lane. Flipped off the glass, no good. Lofkina the rebound.
Boy, and rebounding so important in a game like this when you're out man.
Monica Redondo behind the back dribble. Kick to Perez in the near corner. Working across the floor is Amaya. Spins and kicks. Paige Kraft now back outside. Down low, they work it to Val. Backing in on Cheyenne Banks. Turns around and lays it up and in. A 5-2, or 4-2 rather, start for the Jets. And they have their first lead of the evening, 90 seconds in. Harding on the near end of the floor, flip back again to the far side. Newman so far matching up well defensively. We get a whistle, an illegal screen, and a turnover. This will be on Cheyenne Banks. So three quick fouls on the Shockers, and Newman will get it back.
Yeah, good start for the Jets.
It's got to be about as encouraging a start as you could ask for Coach Briggs, not to be afraid of the moment, but to take the fight to Wichita State right away. Near side is Redondo. Kick to the corner. Kraft off the dribble, working baseline. Reverse back out to Perez. Amaya's shot is blocked. Great closeout that time from Abby Cater for the rejection. And here comes Wichita State from left to right. Cater with it. Now to Thompson on the dump. Working across the paint. Dumps it down low again. Off the glass. This one up and good. Matthias. Or rather, to put Wichita State in the lead 5-4. Math and basketball, different than math in other sports. You'd think I'd know that by now.
But I was a better basketball player than mathematician, and I wasn't very good at that.
There's a steal for the Shockers and a layup for Abby Cater the other way, and they go up now 7-4, and a couple new Jets set to check in at our next dead ball. 7:19 to go opening quarter. Kraft off the dribble, splits the defenders, and the teardrop floater is up and in. Pretty stuff from the Overland Park native and one of Newman's former Division I players. No stoppage of the ball handler, though, and a lay-in that time for Taya Davis, who takes a tumble at the midcourt stripe. Three in the transition look, up and in for Jolene Romero, and the Jets going tit for tat here early. 9-all, 6:45 to go in the first. New side, Davis lobbing down low for Banks, working on Lofkina, left-hand floater, no. Thompson fighting for the rebound, won't get it, but it's out off of the sneaker of a Jet. And the Newman men's basketball team in the seats across the floor, giving a little bit of flack to the official for that whistle. I didn't get a good look at it, but I don't think they did either. They just wanted to make some noise there, Grant.
That's exactly right. That's why not, right?
Three new Jets in. We'll see Delaney Wiley, Carly Carlson, and a new face in Alexis Martin, number 20. Also in for the Shockers is Maimuna Sissoko for the first time today.
Good to see Carly Carlson back out there after some injury battles.
Absolutely. Two straight seasons essentially missed with knee issues. And Delaney Wiley a block, and we'll get a foul. I'm not sure who that will be on. They're going to get it on Delaney, and unfortunately that is a sight we've seen all the time. Delaney Wiley already as a junior now, the all-time blocks leader in Newman Jets history, averaging two a game, and she's got for her career, get this, 89 blocks in her career. But she has struggled with foul trouble. When you're as aggressive as she is at blocking shots, you're going to see a lot of whistles, whether they are fouls or not.
It's like home runs and strikeouts. They kind of go together. You take the good with the bad.
Absolutely they are. First shot for Taya Davis is off the mark. Davis, one of the many grad seniors on this team. She played at Fordham previously, but also spent a year at Odessa College and a year at Garden City Community College before her two seasons at Fordham. But the connection with Garden City is the assistant coach for the Shockers, and Antoine Scales was the head coach there for a couple of seasons, and he coached Taya Davis as a Bronc Buster. Near side pass picked off by Abby Cater. She'll get a run out and a layup. We've seen that a couple of times, and the Jets' turnovers beginning to mount. It's 12-9 in favor of the Shockers, and Cater has half of the Wichita State output early on. Danny Williams into the game now for the Jets. Kraft with it out top. Off of one screen, kick to the corner for Danny. Spins, and a great Euro step through the lane, but the runner just rolled off. Pretty but the finish for Danny Williams.
Couldn't quite get the body squared up enough, but a great drive to the basket.
A lob down low off target. Danny this time with the interception. Newman pushing it from right to left. The Shockers with a good job of stopping the fast break look. Now Kraft will step back and try a three. She left it short, and it will ricochet out of bounds with 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. And a good start so far energy-wise, and you know, some things to clean up early on, but I'd say all's good so far for the Jets.
Yeah, you've got to be pleased if you're a part of the Jets crew right now, because you come into an arena like this with a team like this you're facing, to get a start like this, it does a lot for the emotional level.
Newman with a hand on a pass, knocked out into the corner here. Down to our right. New Shocker in the game is Diamond Richardson out of Sacramento, California, as well as Jada McDonald, who had the ball for just a moment. Work it down low for Sissoko. Hook shot won't go. Rebound fought for. Still loose on the floor. And we get a whistle and a foul before the ball was corralled. And this one will go on Alexis Martin. Jolene Romero checking in. She'll replace Paige Kraft here. Wichita State, though they bring in 11 newcomers this season, Grant, are one of the oldest teams in college basketball. They return, or bring in, I should say, 44 seasons of college basketball experience. Some incredible lessons learned over that time they hope will carry them far.
Yeah, it's a crazy interesting stat. 44 years of experience, and these super rosters teams build now can do that.
Mid-range jumper this time for Sissoko is good, and it's a five-point advantage now for the Shockers, their largest of the lead of the night so far. Romero with a high screen out top from Wiley. Picks up her dribble, kick to the wing, and again it's picked off by Cater. Deja vu all over again, this time fouled in transition by Delaney Wiley, who picks up her second. And that'll take us to our first media break of the evening. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Wichita State leading 14-9. Back in just a moment on the Newman Jets Audio Network. .425 to go, first quarter. Wichita State leading Newman 14-9. As we take a quick look at tonight's injury report, brought to you by Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedics Associates, the official team surgeon of the Newman Jets. No real injuries to speak of just yet, which is great news at the start of a brand new year. In fact, more positive injury news than anything, because we've seen the two Jets that missed all of last year with injuries in this game already. Amaya Perez and Carly Carlson both sat out all of last year with a knee and a foot respectively, and they're back in there and ready to go. The only Jet not playing tonight is Jaden McMillan, but there's nothing to worry about there, and she'll be back once the season resumes here in a couple of weeks. And that's the best kind of injury report I could possibly give you, Grant.
It's a short one. Yeah. Those are always the best kind.
It's always better when you're adding players right. via injury rather than taking them away. But we'll get two shots here for Abby Cater at the line. The second foul was on Delaney Wiley that sent us to break. The Shockers have forced so far a good chunk of Newman turnovers, three of them, and all three have been steals by Abby Cater, but haven't quite been able to capitalize on all of them of yet, but it's certainly helped with this opportunity as both free throws are good. 16-9 off the makes from Cater. Alexis Martin helps break the pressure up to Danny Williams. Launched out to the corner for Carly, and her back heel was on the black paint in that far side corner.
Wichita State coming out of that timeout, of that break, went immediately to the press to put a little pressure on Newman.
Into the ball game for the Shockers is Breon White, one of the four returners in the most veteran Shocker of anyone. Last season, Breon White saw by far the most action of any Shocker returner, playing in all 32 games with four starts. And she is going to be relied on in a big way to help instill Coach Nooner's care mentality, which we'll tell you a little bit on later on about. A three from this side wing is up and in for Jayla Harding, and the Shockers have pushed it out to a 10-point advantage. That one knocked away again. Abby Cater with another steal. She has been a tough one to match up against. Harding the trailer, and she'll knock down the three. And it's 22-9, and Coach Briggs is going to use her first timeout as the Shockers have come out of a timeout with a fury here, Grant. We'll go ahead and just keep it right here for this break, but this is that moment where the Shockers are going to start trying to flex their muscles. How does Newman stay composed and battle this environment as well?
Yeah, we talked about it when they came out of the timeout, immediately put that press on, tried to speed things up. The Shocker staff clearly thinks that speed is an asset for them tonight. I don't necessarily disagree with that. Newman's got to slow things down. They've got to see what's there and try not to press themselves into any more turnovers.
22-9 Wichita State, and We remind you that tonight's broadcasts are brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Donlinger Construction, and Big Corner Creative. Newman getting their first matchup with a Division I school in about 3 years. The last Newman matchup with a D1 squad was Kansas State back in 2022, the final year under coaches Johnson and Oldie Johnson. And, of course, the connection there was one of those two head coaches is hanging in the rafters in Brantley.
Right.
It's pretty easy to get yourself a game when that's the case.
That's right. Just make a phone call.
Shockers will do a little 1-2-1-1 press. Newman breaks it with Kraft here on the near side of the floor. Right side corner to Amaya Perez. A little shot fake off the dribble. Swings it near side corner for Martin, who will knock the three down. But did she step out of bounds?
That must have been the call. I was shielded from it, too.
We've seen that twice now, and that can also be a bit of an issue in arenas like this. Sometimes it feels like you've got more space than you're used to, but Martin makes up for it with a steal right away, swiping it away from Jada McDonald for Wichita State. Charlize Williams into the game. Alexis will let one rip from the wing, and it's an air ball too strong. She taps her chest, said, "I just wanted to get one going," and didn't quite have it on target. That's one thing you'll get to know about Alexis Martin, though, who comes to Newman by way of Central Oklahoma in the MIAA, is she will let it fly from the outside. A great shooter and a welcome addition to this Newman offense when she gets going. Matching up with McDonald on the near side of the paint. It's swiped away by Paige Kraft this time. And Martin will bring it across the timeline. 2:40 to go first quarter, 22-9 Shockers. A whistle and a foul. And that will be the fourth on Wichita State. This one against Taya Davis, her first.
Good hands on the defensive end there by Paige Kraft to get the steal.
Paige was a huge piece to the puzzle last year for the Jets as they increased their win total by 5 under Coach Briggs in year 2. And that pass on the baseline deflected out by Jada McDonald. With 2:31 to play in the first, as Asia Reeves will check in. Kraft was a key piece in just about every game, started in every game for the Jets last year. Scored in double figures in about half of those contests. There's Martin again from the wing, and again, a little too amped up on the shot. Pulled in by the Shockers. Diamond Richardson down the floor, off to Taya Davis, near side wing, 2:12 and counting. Flipped over to the far end of the floor. Reeves off the dribble, into the lane, right hand scoop shot, no, but a bump and a foul called on the Jets. And that'll be on Amaya Perez, her first. I tell you, for Amaya, I'm so happy to see her back out on the floor. We mentioned her and Carly Carlson both returning, but Amaya just has this bulldog mentality on the floor. She's not huge in her stature, standing at just 5'9", but she plays so much bigger because of her just bulldog mentality that I mentioned. She thinks she's a lot bigger than she is, kind of like a chihuahua down there.
Yeah, nobody tell her the difference. She'll never know. No, she does. She's aggressively, but she does it with a touch of control, which makes her wildly effective.
Absolutely. Second shot good, and Reeves splits the free throws. It's 23-9, and the Shockers on a 14-0 run since Newman tied the game on the Jolene Romero three-pointer. Charlize Williams fires one over to Kraft on the right side, trying to break up the pressure. Right side wing for Perez. Amaya down the baseline, loops it back out to the wing. Misses Redondo off the dribble, stops. Right hand lay in, no, but she shuffled her feet and looked a little bit awkward there. She tried to hesitate just to get around the defender, and you saw her drag that back foot.
Yeah, I think she thought the defender was going to go with the fake. The defender did not move, and she had to try to create some space and traveled in the meantime.
Valeria Lofkina back to the scorer's table. Matter of fact, she's followed by three more Jets. We'll get nearly a whole new shift out there at our next dead ball. Under 90 seconds to go in the first period. Far side wing for Sophie Benaruga in for the first time. A weird number on her chest, 77. You don't see that a ton in basketball, but they started wearing funky numbers, and you see weird combinations these days. Newman will let another one go. This is Redondo, too strong off the backboard. Rebound pulled in by the Shocks. Reeves down the floor, stopped in her tracks by Kraft, and kicked back out between the rings for Taya Davis. Davis off the dribble, splits two defenders, and again a whistle and a bump. Wasn't in the act of shooting, though. It will be a two-shot foul. First foul on Charlize Williams, the sophomore from Hutto, Texas, and we'll get those four new Jet bodies here. Ramiro, Carlson, Williams, and Lofkina. The one Jet that stays out there is Kraft. Taya Davis back to the line. This one up and in.
Well, the Wichita State guards not afraid to take it right at the rim. They've done that very aggressively tonight.
It's the fifth Jet foul. And, of course, that'll reset at the end of the quarter. Second shot no good. Rebound pulled back in, though, by the Shockers. They lob it down low. Sissoko on the turnaround. It's good. Or I beg your pardon, that's Breon White on the turnaround jumper there. 26-9 Shockers. Final 30 seconds now of the first period. Screen and roll for Lofkina. Backing in on the defender, lost it on the floor, but gets it back, kicks it out. High arcing three off the front iron for Danny Williams, and the Jets get the rebound. Now Kraft will fire one up off the back rim. Rebound Danny, pump fake, shot up, no whistle, it won't go. Rebound again for Val. This one off the glass, and it's good. And though you make one shot for 2 points, you love the rebounding effort there. And now Wichita State will have it stopped. This one knocked out by Danny Williams just in front of us with three on the clock here in the first quarter. White will bounce it in. Davis spins off the defender and launches one up too strong. And that will end our first quarter of play. A Shocker run of 17-0 spaces this one out. They lead 26-11 at the end of our first 10 minutes. We'll step aside and be back with more in a moment here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Welcome back to Charles Koch Arena here in Wichita. One quarter down between the Newman Jets and the Wichita State Shockers. And WSU, after having the game tied at 9, went on a 17-2 run over the, about 5 minutes or so, the last 5 minutes or so of that first quarter, and really started to kind of crank up the heat on Newman Grant. And the Jets slowed it down a little bit in that final minute or so, but that was a tough run to match up with against the Shockers.
It is. They came out with a much faster pace, put a little pressure on the Newman guards, and made a bit of a run there. You know, you started out, you're tied at 9? Feeling pretty good about yourself. All of a sudden, Wichita State speeds it up, has that big run. Let's see now how the Jets react coming out for the second quarter.
Jet basketball tonight brought to you by sponsors like Advanced Orthopedics Associates and Dr. Brennan Lucas and Eck Agency. Newman, one of two MIAA squads in action tonight against D1 foes, as Fort Hays State is in Lawrence tonight matching up with Kansas. Same matchup happened last night on the men's side in Fog Allen Fieldhouse as Kansas knocked off the Tigers 71-35. Newman will have the first possession here in quarter number two. Jolene Ramiro now works it around to the left side wing, and we get a soft whistle but a foul nonetheless on Breon White. It's her first, and of course fouls reset in the second quarter.
First team foul in the second period.
Go straight to the double bonus after 5. Ramiro, bounce feed to Lofkina at the top. Left side for Kraft. Double team comes, trying to get out of trouble. Kraft fires it across to Carlson. 5 to shoot. Fires one up. Shot won't go, and we get a whistle. And I believe it was 3 seconds on Lofkina was what I saw. But the official signal was partially obstructed, so if that's not 100% accurate, I apologize.
I think you're right. Situationally, that's the one that makes the most sense. But looking at the stats we just got from the first quarter, Newman 1 of 8 from 3. And that's something you can't do if you want to stay in a game like this.
Absolutely. That's kind of the great equalizers, that three-point shot, and especially when you're punching above your weight class, you kind of have to have
right.
a night above normal to have things go your way. White on the turnaround, left it short, fighting for the rebound. Ramiro had it ripped away by White, and the Shockers come out of the scrum with the basketball. And we get a whistle and a bump this time on Danny, and she did not agree with that one. You could tell immediately on the facial expressions there from the junior out of Katy, Texas. She did not like that whistle at all. We'll get to visit more with Jets throughout the course of the season, but of course in our pregame show we got to learn a little bit more about Danny Williams, one of my favorite Jet athletes. Great personality. Newman gets a stop and Carlson will get out to run. Fires a bounce pass low. Scooped up off the floor by Kraft. She'll go right to the rim. The shot left a little strong. Got her own miss, though. And Newman will try to work it back around. Down low they go to Lofkina. Turns the shoulder into the defender. That one off the rim. She wanted a whistle and didn't get it. Now down the floor we go. And another whistle and a reach in on Danny Williams. That is her second in just a few short moments. Benaruga hands it off to Cater at the free throw line. Stops, thought about it, but kicks it back to the near side wing. 18 to shoot for the Shockers. Davis down the baseline. Off to the rim, no, and a late whistle, but a whistle comes. And that'll be on Jolene Ramiro, her first of the night, and Newman's third here in the second quarter.
I think the Newman defense got caught there in a help situation where it didn't rotate quite the way some of them had planned on it. And left a pretty open lane to the basket.
Taya Davis back to the free throw line. She shot a good amount of free throws here early on. As you mentioned, Grant, earlier, Wichita State has been very aggressive in getting to the rim. As Davis will knock down the first of her two shots. This will be her sixth of the evening already at the line. And this one good as well. 28 now, rather. 2-11 Shockers in front. Carlson in some trouble, but dishes it off. It's Ramiro up to Kraft. Shot fake, up and under. Shot won't fall. Rebound fought for. And we will get a whistle, and there it is. I was waiting for it, and it finally came on Lofkina. Could have called it any one of about three times in that exchange.
Yeah, they gave Val the benefit of the doubt for quite a few seconds there. Finally caught up to her.
It's one of the things that you kind of wonder about officiating-wise in a game like this, because you got two teams that are very different physically. How are they going to let that go on underneath? And so far, I feel like it's been a good mix. They're letting them play a little bit, but there have been some soft ones. It's a nice mix trying to even things out. Cater at the top. She'll fire off a three. Back iron. Rebound pulled in by Banks, and she is fouled. And that's the third on Danny Williams, who got knocked to the floor by Banks. But Danny will have to check out here, replaced by Monica Redondo. And as well as Alexis Martin back out there. Didn't see the second sub for the Jets for a moment there. You know, back at home at Fugate, we're up on the walking track. I can see everything.
Right.
It's not as fun maybe as being a courtside like this, but never have to worry about my view obstruction like I have had to battle through here tonight.
It's not often you hear complaints about a front row ticket.
I'm not, but that's the only one.
That's the only reason right
Wichita
there.
Wichita State has been so kind to us, setting us up and treating us well. The second shot is good. It's 29-11 Shockers after that. Now Cater again with the steal and the layup, and she has been a jewel thief of late. Wonder if she has an alibi for the thieving at the Louvre not too long ago. She seems like the likely culprit the way she's defended so far. Bounce feed to Lofkina again on the inside, trying to toughen up. Can't get it. got her own miss. She's laying on the floor. Newman kicks it out. Amaya Perez from the corner. Off the mark. Long rebound tracked down by Kraft. Now out top, Monty. One more to the wing. We get a whistle as Redondo got bowled over. Treasure Thompson scrambling to try and close out on the three. Redondo passed it off and then got taken down hard.
Yeah, the foul was a compliment to Redondo's ball fake because she faked the shot before she kicked the pass out for an open three, and Thompson just flew right into her.
They're going to bring Monty out. She says, I'm good, and wants to stay in, rightfully so, but trying to make sure she's all right, gets a breather. It's early in the year to try and play through some pain. Underneath, it's Martin knocked to the floor. She just did her best to toss one up, but gets the whistle. And this one's on Thompson as well. That's her third. So now fouls piling up a bit for the Shockers. And Alexis will head to the line. The native of, and I apologize to any Oklahomans if this is incorrect, but I'm going to do my best here, from Ulaga, Oklahoma.
If you say it faster, it sounds right. Ulaga, Oklahoma.
I'm trying. As she knocks in the first on the trip, but she comes to Newman from Central Oklahoma, 2 years there as a Bronco, and then joins a conference rival. Newman very excited about her potential on this roster. The second shot doesn't go. Far side of the floor, we get a whistle away from the basketball and a foul, I believe, on Lofkina. And that is the second on Val.
And I think they got her for an arm bar as somebody cut through the lane, which is, you know, anymore now you see the two forearms go up, you're going to get that call each and every time.
So now Cheyenne Banks to the line. Was a Sugar Bear at Central Arkansas. That's one of my favorite mascots in all of college sports. And this is becoming more and more noticeable to me that I do this job. We play teams from Arkansas, but it's very common that Arkansas colleges have different mascots for their men's and women's teams. Of course, Central Arkansas's men, just the Bears, but the Sugar Bears on the ladies' side. I'll nerd out about mascots all night long. We'll get back to action here. Down low, Lofkina again backing in. Fires one hard off the backboard, wanting a whistle. Newman not getting the calls. The other way, a lay-in from Tater rattles off. And the pace here turning more into a track meet. Down the floor quickly from right to left. Back out top for Martin. She'll travel with it. Took that jab step. You see, if you read through our notes, Grant, you see a lot of players who list that they love Steph Curry or they love the Golden State Warriors. And that's great because basketball has changed because of that team. But you also see the extra pivot on some of those shot fakes and moves. And it's not going to fly in college basketball like it might in the pros.
A travel is still a travel in the college game.
Ball knocked out on the baseline. It'll stay with the Shockers. Eight on the shot clock. With 6:05 to go in the second quarter, it's 31-12 WSU. And they will bring back in Diamond Richardson. Richardson has been around a bit, 2 years at Pacific, 2 years at, or 1 year at Cal Poly, and 1 year at Langston in Oklahoma, NAIA powerhouse. Baseline entry here for the Shocks to Richardson, guarded by Martin. Baseline take, floater goes, and a foul whistled once again. Double bonus time for the Shockers as Martin picks up her second.
The thing I think Newman's struggling a little bit with is Wichita State's speed to the rim. They seem to have really taken advantage of that, of those opportunities they've had to get to it.
Delaney Wiley back in for the Jets. First shot on the trip is good. Go, 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 go. First point of the night for Diamond Richardson, originally from Sacramento, California. Got them both, 33-12, Shockers in front. 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Ramiro towards the wing, a three fired up and knocked in from Alexis Martin. The first one was a little long, one was off the mark, that one just right, and it breaks the scoreless streak for Newman here.
And you know what's going to happen for a shooter like her. She's not going to miss forever.
The Shockers will fire one up. Cater missed it short, but Martin will foul her on the closeout, and that is now three on Alexis Martin. And it's frustrating for the Jets here early on. The fouls piling up, but I think that's a lot of early season mistakes, right? You learn defensively as the year goes along. You probably be a little more clean here in a couple of weeks when the season actually gets going, but you see small mistakes like that adding up so far as the first shot is up and good. Two more coming for Abby Cater.
Actually, I think they ruled that on the box out after shot. So I think we'll only see two.
Yeah, good catch.
Which surprised me as well.
Turn to the floor for Wichita State number 14, 10 Tavis. 35-15 Shockers. Craft into the front court, crosses over on Richardson. Now finds Amaya Perez on the left side wing. Puts it down for two dribbles. Needs a little help and now gets it back to Redondo back in the game. And pass there in between two Jets. I think there were a couple of miscommunications there because Kraft and Perez were heading to the same spot, but then the pass was in between both of them.
And you never want two receivers in the same place, and that's exactly what happened.
Turnover gets it back to the Shockers as we approach our second quarter media timeout. Jayla Harding works it back out top for Richardson and now Davis. Shot clock down to 10. Right side wing for Harding. Off the dribble, steps back and fires. Short on the three. Rebound pulled down by Carly Carlson for Newman. Fires one up to Kraft. Back to Carly. Shot fakes and works right side. Into the hands now of Redondo. Steps back and fires it out to Delaney. She'll pass right back to Redondo, driving baseline. Slung out to the wing. Carlson can't get the roll. And the rebound tapped loose and corralled by the Shockers. Back down the floor, Richardson. Baseline take, a bump and a swing of the arm, I think is gonna be the foul here. Kraft tried to knock that ball loose. It's her first tonight. And that will send us to break. Wichita State up 20 here, 35-15 in the second quarter. Back in just a moment here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Welcome back to Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Newman taking on the Wichita State Shockers. WSU in front here 35-15 as we're about midway through our second quarter tonight. Broadcast on the Newman Jets Audio Network brought to you this evening by Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hamilton Ford, and Supplement World. As we take a quick look around the rest of the MIAA, again, we mentioned earlier that Fort Hays State at Kansas was the only other women's game going on tonight. But last night, Northwest Missouri State defeated Central College on the women's side, 77-35. And then on the men's side, Kansas had little trouble with Fort Hays State in Allen, winning 71-35 in a low-scoring affair. That is your Big Corner Creative scoreboard update. BigCornerCreative.com designs marketing that helps you make money. Back to action here on Devlin Court. Wichita State leading 35-15 and shooting free throws with Diamond Richardson. That one will rattle out for WSU. Second one will roll off as well, but a great offensive rebound for Jada McDonald. Size of Wichita State starting to impose its will. Whistle here. Delaney Wiley, and that is her third. So Newman seeing some fouls pile up here in this first half, and it's caused some issues. Wichita State attempting their 19th and 20th free throws of this first half.
And Newman's post players trying to be as physical as they can down there to regain defensive position, and getting caught just a half a step slow in the rotation that the officials want to see.
37-15 Shockers, and now 14 of Wichita State's points have come at the line. It's a big chunk of this lead as Wiley helps break the press but couldn't get the up and under, tried to get around the defender, unable to knock the shot down, and that's got to be a charge. It sure is. Jada McDonald lowered that left shoulder into the Newman defender.
Yeah, Maya Perez did a great job there of getting in position before the offensive player even had a chance to make a move, and then got shoved out of the way on the way to the rim once again by a Wichita State guard.
Paige Kraft matching up with Diamond Richardson. Turns her back as she gets across that Shocker logo. Bounce feed to Redondo. Left side now for Perez. Maya off the dribble, dish to Wiley. Long two on the baseline, off the front iron. Pulled back down by Wichita State. Richardson lobbing. Sissoko, layup good.
Wichita State does a nice job of filling those lanes on those fast breaks when the guards are pushing it.
Carlson tries a three from the far side of the floor. Can't get it. Newman the rebound. Now Redondo back to Kraft. Left side Trey. Got it. There you go. One of those falls for the Jets. It certainly will help their case this season. They get a whistle and a fourth foul on Delaney Wiley. And that's unfortunate. She's doing all she can to try to match up, but has gotten the short end of the stick there defensively with the fouls here, and she'll likely be done for this rest of the first half. A junior from Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, you can't fault the effort. You'd rather your post players be as aggressive as they possibly can be, but four fouls this early, that's a tough night.
Four new Jets again checking in. One of those being a new face for the Newman Jets, 5'5" freshman guard Caitlin Clark. And I saw that name on the recruiting report and got real excited. Of course, Caitlin Clark of fame plays for the Indiana Fever, but we'll welcome the El Paso native to Wichita with open arms. Here's a jumper. Just a little strong that time from Charlize Williams. A good look for the sophomore post. 2:45 to play first half. A great pass that time. Taya Davis had come to a complete stop in the lane and just passed it backwards for the lay-in. Clark to the corner, Ramiro high arcing, triple that goes. That's Joe's second of the evening, and Newman up above the 20-point mark for the first time. Now Davis, another great dish. That time a bounce feed to Sissoko, and it's 44-21.
Everybody collapsing on the driving guards now and leaving the post open for the dish.
Near side wing for Martin. Turns her back to the defender, White. Now back out top near that midcourt line for Ramiro. Shot clock at 11. A whistle and a bump, and Sissoko picks that one up. And a tough matchup for the 6'3 senior from Mali against a smaller, quicker guard. Sissoko, one of the best players ever in Cloud County Community College history. Was very intrigued to learn about her past there. Scored 850 points in two seasons, had nearly 600 rebounds. Very impressive couple of seasons in the Jayhawk Conference.
From Mauley to Cloud County, that's the basketball recruiting. It creates some interesting some travel paths.
Absolutely. Jolene Ramiro hits the first. Second shot coming here. Got them both. Joe's got eight. 44-23, Wichita State in front. This game was tied at nine until a 17-0 run for the Shockers spaced it out. Newman got a block but couldn't corral the rebound. Then the aforementioned Sissoko was right there. 46-23 Shockers. Martin lets one fly, got another. Lex has two made triples, and Newman's starting to heat up from the outside. Richardson, baseline take, a bump and a foul that time on Charlize Williams. Her second. Two free throws coming with a minute 22 on the clock here in the second quarter.
And we talked about it earlier, when the Newman three-point shots weren't falling, that wasn't going to last forever. And here of late, they've been hitting a lot better, which, and you talked about it earlier, in a game like this, that makes that can make up for a lot of wrongs.
Absolutely it can, as Diamond Richardson will go back to the free throw line and knock the first shot down here. To 26 after a pair of made free throws that time. Richardson's got four and they all came at the stripe. Ramiro handling the point guard duties at the moment. Pass deflected right to Martin. She'll try another one. That time a little too strong. Rebound corralled by the Shockers and Kylie Ortiz. Also into the game, Ortiz lobbing down low. Or rather, the rebound was Fiona Diamond. That was Ortiz. 7-1 in this jersey font. I gotta get those straightened out. But there's a pass picked off by Sissoko, trying to run the floor. Now off to White, and the right-handed finish is good. 50-26 Shockers. About 5 seconds between the shot and game clock here as we approach the intermission. Danny Williams, now to Lex, near side wing, fakes the shot, back out to Danny, off the dribble. Floater high in the air, just a bit strong off that back heel. Shot clock turned off and Coach Nooner wants to hold for the final shot of this quarter. Davis off the dribble with six, stops. Swings it out. Ortiz, a long triple. Got it! And Kylie Ortiz will send the Shockers into the locker room with a little flare there. 53-26 Wichita State after 20 minutes. We'll step aside and be back with our halftime show tonight, brought to you by Eck Agency in just a few short moments. You're listening to Newman Jet Basketball on the Newman Jets Audio Network.